Oh, hello.
Gentlemen.
Welcome back. Everybody.
It's another episode of Unscripted Gaming, Postscripted, Love is Unscripted. My name is Josh.
My name is Mike. Sorry, hold on.
My name is Ray, watching Mike spill his beer into a goblet.
What kind of goblet, to be clear, for the listeners at home who don't have the lovely video production here?
They are golden goblets, so that you can't tell what liquid we're drinking. Is it water? Is it wine? Is it the third cheapest beer in America that Mike is drinking?
It's not the third cheapest. You will not know how much fluid is in my goblet, for editing
for
purposes.
For the edit.
You could tell how much is in mine because you could clearly see the condensation line.
Yeah.
Because I like my red wine chilled, MFers.
Wow. We have a lot of new listeners in the last couple weeks here, and they're probably going to have some feelings on that in general. But I will say, pouring whiskey into a wine glass is a bit of a challenge. From the simple fact that I have no frame of reference for how much is in here.
Oh, no.
So
what have you done?
I may have poured a lot. I may have poured a little. I may have poured the perfect amount. I don't know.
Okay.
And yes, I know that I could have gotten a different vessel, one that I know, and then just transferred it. But
yeah,
why dirty two dishes? That's
love is blind, and so is life. You know
it's
what?
True.
No, it's not.
And so too sometimes
no,
is the poor.
Neither of those things are true. You're just
Josh,
saying
what's
stuff.
The show called again?
This is called Love is Blind. We are watching season 6, episodes 3 and 4. Things are heating up in the pods here, and as Trevor puts it, the love stars go full supernova. While we get some proposals and some admissions of love throughout the series, and some just quality, we get some quality television and some quality lines in these two episodes. I was so happy to rewatch.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Rewatch
in this
episode
of Love is Unscripted, folks.
I have some banger lines that are not related to the episode, but tangentially related.
Ooh.
So I asked my rather pregnant wife. She was doing the dishes as like a favor to me because I had just walked in the door from like work, and I said, "Oh, you don't have to do those. I'll take care of them." She's like, "No, don't worry about it. You go sit down. And you go enjoy your show." I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm supposed to watch Love Is Blind for the podcast. You want to watch an episode with me?" And she looked at me dead in the eye and said, "I'd rather do the dishes. You go have your fun." Dead
Got
serious.
It.
Give it yes. up for spouse, everybody.
Love
Give
it.
It up.
Love
Correct
it.
Opinions.
She said, "I do like my trashy shows, but this show is strictly too much." It's like,
that's interesting, because Love is Blind is like works for me, but like 90 Day Fiancé is like too scary for me.
I will call 90 Day Fiancé, and I'm going to use this word, and I use it correctly, exploitative.
Yes.
Like, it's
in
the
title. It breaks my heart for the human condition, and in ways that Love is Blind doesn't really, because like, I don't know.
I would call Love Is Blind as exploitative, but not as exploitative
it's like,
as
it's a game show
you
that
need
people sign up for.
A green card
you know?
To continue being like, on this show.
Right. It's just it's that stuff. It's just like
you better find love, or we will literally deport you.
you are going back to where you came from.
And it's like. It really just brings out the worst in you, because it's like, oh yes, this person who is like 75 has found true love, and it's this man from Tunisia who is 20. And like,
yes,
oh,
nothing
oh,
sus there.
Oh, and it just breaks my
hello, young female from Croatia. Hurt. You better love this this blob of a human being, or you're going right back to Croatia.
This looks like this. Person who looks like a thumb. They just they let yeah. If you have thumb genetics, you're either a police officer or on 90 Day Fiance. That's
or,
how it works.
Or you're just British. That's
or you're just British. That's unfortunate side.
British for knowledge.
Oh God. Yeah, like I said, 90 Day Fiance like makes my tummy hurt in a way that this show doesn't.
Yeah,
but that's I understand where you're coming from.
If you actually suggest that we watch 90 Day Fiance, like Love is Blind, I had no idea what's going on. 90 Day Fiance, I am aware of, and I would have just looked at, I would have driven to where you are, taken that Saturday, and said to you personally, I would have shaken your hand and said, no. And then I would have
like,
drove back.
I would rather watch, this will only mean a lot to like two people. I think I'd rather watch Hereditary again because I really liked that movie, despite it being, I think, the most horrifying movie I've ever seen. As opposed to 90 Day Fiance.
If you,
it just stresses me.
That's
out.
Not even a far bar. I'd watch that right now. Why aren't we watching that, Josh? Next time we're doing The Creator Got Robbed, we're dragging you and watching, making you watch Hereditary. I hope you like horror. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
We're not talking about superior scary movies. We're talking about, what are we? We're talking about episode 3, I guess.
Talking about our sleep apnea warriors. Give it up, folks.
Oh, my God. I felt very connected to Jeremy in that moment, but then I was also, dude, where's your CPAP? Like, why didn't you bring it?
God gives his toughest soldiers his sleepiest sleep apnea.
I mean, yes.
That was a lot funnier when I wrote it down.
Oh, my God.
I wrote it
down. I have a couple
so
different
this,
things.
I
that
guess
are
just
not
to
really...
like.
No, go ahead.
So Jeremy is our sleep apnea warrior, and this is the first time we really get like some extensive time with Laura and Jeremy. We get a lot of this is kind of the Laura, Jeremy, and then the third person who we'll get to after this is kind of our triangle that is introduced in this episode.
Yeah.
I kind of liked their initial conversations. I think Laura seems extremely cool and funny. Like I love her. I loved her bar staring face.
Yeah,
story.
That was really good.
And I do agree that the holidays are kind of have you feeling down sometimes. I was like, I'm glad that they're like talking about this. It's like kind of real stuff to talk about. And I was like, yeah, I get that. Like I feel that. That's real. I don't know. I thought their first discussion seemed pretty all right.
Jeremy had
a lot of Reddit energy though, and I don't like it.
Yeah, and something I took away from that conversation is like Jeremy seemed to be like saying all the right things, you know, talking about the family life and like making his own traditions and like, you know, how sad the holidays have been, but like wanting to, you know, sit on the love seat and look at their family and yada, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then he's sitting there in an interview being like, Laura's my number one. Like, I'm jamming with her. I'm vibing with her. I'm feeling her. Like, we've got this connection. And then 30 seconds later, he's like, oh, but also there's this wild card who then he has a date with and,
oh,
like,
yeah,
opens up to in a very, very deep way that he does it with Laura. And I'm like, bro, that doesn't sound like a number two kind of conversation, yet here we are talking about, you know, our dead dad and going to take you to the cemetery where his ashes are spread. I'm like, those two things don't necessarily go together.
I mean, if I could be that guy, you don't know if that was edited out. I do have
That's
no...
That's true.
But I do.
We have to go off of the text.
Yeah. I do have to say, yeah, I have a lot of notes for Sarah of what was that was shown to us. This is like the most red flaggy
Patriot
person.
Patriot alert. Can we get a Patriot alert sound effect here or something? Like
MAGA Patriot alert.
I took extensive
Mike Lindell,
notes here.
My pillow.
Because there's a lot of like, awful people that I think if I ever met them in real life, it's like, hey, I don't even want to have a drink with you. Like, we have nothing in common. I'm going to let you go your way. I'm going to go my way. Sarah Ann is firmly in that category.
She might be the most diametrically opposed person to you, I think, that could possibly be, like...
100, yeah, yeah, 100 people.
Conceived of. It's incredibly funny.
Jeremy says, so what do you think about politics? And she's like, you know, well, just to be clear, I am a conservative and a patriot. Whoop! The Chinese red flag goes waving. What do you mean you're a patriot? Can we back that? Can we define that word?
We get the toxic abortion conversation of, well, if you're going to lay down consensually, then you just have to deal with whatever happens. And I'm like, oh, okay, baby. Right. Like,
and then she backs it up. She realizes that she put that monster truck into motion, and then she like hits the reverse on said monster truck. It says that, but you know, I don't think politics belongs in these types of conversations.
Like, baby girl, politics.
Excuse you?
Oh boy! Oh my God, are you kidding me? Everything is politics. Oh man!
Yeah, just that was like, you know, me suffering this listening to this.
Just to deliver additional suffering to people who may be listening to this, I did some Instagram snooping. I believe she's a big Joe Burrow fan.
What's a Joe Burrow?
Cincinnati Bengals Cincinnati, quarterback.
Notable Joe Cincinnati Burrow. Bengals quarterback. Very funny.
You know, the other thing, like, just that conversation, like, watching it a second time was not any less frustrating than watching it the first time. Like, I knew what she said, I knew how she delivered it, and I still was just like,
she's also very fake. Look, she said, like, geez, I'm sitting down, listen, my Botox is about to fuck up. He's like, oh yeah, you got a little Botox action going on. She's like 28. Like, calm down.
And
then
she
says,
Botox and fillers and talking about how she wants.
Jeremy should get lip fillers though. Yeah, I'm
no. Let him.
Just like a touch.
No. We all can't.
A little bit.
Listen, we all can't have voluptuous lips. You deal with the cards that your Lord gave you. All right. If you're gonna have snake lips, you're gonna have snake lips. And you gotta deal with that shit.
I mean, just
yeah.
Keep that phrase in your mind for later episodes.
Snake
for
lips or Botox?
No reason. Just snake lips. Just
snake lips. All right. All right.
I love the thinking here. Yeah. I guess another early note I had from this episode. I guess we have a conversation, an AD Clay conversation early on. Clay, I see that Clay and Jamal, I think, have like a male positivity and vulnerability moment.
Yeah.
As I have it written down. This is like kind of going to be Clay's arc through the show, because we get him trying to turn the corner a little bit on like how like abrasive he came across in like the first couple of episodes where it's like, okay, we're like seeing him trying to like work through a maybe too much stuff here. It's like, maybe you need to, like Gray, you were saying, like, maybe you need to go to therapy, mm-hmm. and not make the person you're gonna try to marry without knowing what they look like,
yeah,
be your therapist.
He's absolutely like, doing that.
It is
exactly what's happening.
I took a screenshot and sent it in our group chat. He says, listen, I've never been to a therapist. And I think my comment was, yeah, no shit, Clay.
Not to spoil anything, but this might be a recurring theme throughout the rest of the season.
Maybe. I don't know.
Bro, I wrote here too, like, I just wrote in giant bold letters, oh my God, AD, stop, because... Clay's in here with the waterworks and saying, you know, trying to be sensitive.
All the right things.
And she's
but
just like, oh my God, Clay, I think that's so masculine. I appreciate you saying that. And like, yeah, I had this connection, but I also feel you. And
I'm not going to type this. I want you to, I'm going to read my note I have for that right out loud to you, Josh. Clay crying is not doing it for me. Also, Clay's apology to AD, ew. Well, yeah, like, I'm tracking. We're on the same wavelength. I am shocked that we could sit here from an outside. I've never seen this show before. And I'm just like, this is fake. This is fake as shit. I could do that too. You want me to do that? This is just acting. Why are you falling for this? Are you all that thirsty to get married like that?
I'm not going to lie. Honestly, I'm reading my notes and I kind of bought it.
Oh my God! Mike over here like that shit's fake as fuck. You know,
just again, this goes back to me and like when my wife and I were watching this the first time, like the entire time we're yelling at AD because like, baby girl, you're literally falling into the trap that you said you came here to get out of, and you're falling for the same dude. You are reverting to type in the worst way.
These are like the red flags you wave of someone that's like, listen, I'm not going to keep beating the drum like everyone in this show should talk to a specialist, but AD and Clay maybe especially should sit down with someone with a couple degrees in brain psychology for a little bit, because this is toxic. Like, it's toxic as fuck to have us watch this on the show. Is there some kayfabe to it? I'm not even sure anymore. I don't know. I think they're just hurt people, and they keep falling for the same, like,
I think that's it. You know, I don't want to be, like, thinking about, like, things I have seen past this too much, but, like, again, I think a lot of, like, sometimes just, like, Clay just says some stuff out of, like, nowhere, and it's just like, that's a really weird thing to say, dude.
Thanks for sharing. Why did you say
that?
And she's just like,
why? And it just makes everything, like, throws everything out the window, like, all the time. So, yeah, that I think, like, I kind of bought this maybe a little bit more than you guys did.
No, not for a second.
But, like, again, I think the question is, like, is this real? Is this not real?
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm not sold.
It's tough for me because I'm trying to watch this as if I'm watching the episode as is now and not color it by what I've seen in the future and what I know about how the show ends. Mm-hmm. But you know, yes, I'm with Ray on this one. You know, Clay is just he talked about his sanctuary and why his love isn't good enough. And I'm like, my brother in Christ, you're on a dating show. Like, this is the whole fucking point.
Yeah, I wanted to say either either this is, like, just some season six of a dating show kayfabe, which is, if this is what they're going with, this is just toxic and they're really playing it up. What'd you say?
It means, like, yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's like when wrestlers pretend that, like, the Undertaker is a real spirit from hell and not just, like, a guy. That's kayfabe.
It comes from the carnival era of, like, oh, yes, he truly is the strongest man in the world. And then you see a guy lift up some weights that weigh, and it says, like, paint it on the side, 100 kilograms each, but it's, like, 10 pounds each or whatever.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So I don't know how much of this is just, like, shunted off, it's scripted, and if it is, it's like, hey, this, maybe this is just for the views, that's whatever. Or if this is like two real people going through a real event, it's like, oh, that's not okay. Okay, well, I guess we're just gonna, I don't know what's gonna happen as the first person, this is my first time watching it, but I assume that this is just gonna end in catastrophe when they finally, well, they meet next episode. I'll just give that away. I don't know. Josh walked away real quick. Okay, that's a shame because I have a note specifically for Josh. I'll just tell it to Mike. It says King Kenneth. And I'm going to...
You know, so I've got a note here for Kenneth and Brittany because they're like our next couple we see pretty early on here. Mm-hmm.
I have some...
You know, they're hitting it off pretty well. I love the deceptive editing we get here about, like, is he a short king or not? Because he's sitting there. You never really get a good view of him standing up or not.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why would it be weird? I kind of don't want to date somebody like who's shorter than me.
Her exact so lines is, like, respectfully, I hope you're not 5'4". Like, what?
Just, it's so funny because they're like, clearly like, oh, because like they're making the thing like, oh, is he short? Is he tall? You don't know.
No, he's clearly so tall.
Like at least for me, I couldn't immediately tell. I'm like, I think he's like normal size. I don't know.
Yeah, he looks easily above 5'9" to me.
Yeah,
easily. I do have a note.
Shout out to the short kings out there. We love you.
Absolutely. Your size doesn't matter. This show is playing up that your size matters. Boo. Speaking of playing up something that shouldn't matter, Brittany to Kenneth. Hey, what ethnicity is your family? I have this note right afterwards. This show sucks. Because that's go ahead.
Like, it definitely is like, I think that's a big piece of the, I guess, like the history of the show, mm-hmm. where they do honestly get into some pretty decent conversations about like, hey, I'm black and you're white. Like, are you prepared to, like, if we get married and have kids, like, to raise, like, black children? Like, that's something people talk about. And it's like you get some really good conversations about that.
Really defeats so like, the whole Love is Blind concept. Like, I think kind of kills it.
I understand. I think it's a little bit different than like saying, "Are you a baddie or not? do you look like Rihanna? Yes or no? Please check yes.
Do you look like Megan Fox? Yes or no?"
Right. Like, I think that's a little bit more of like a. I understand that there's still certainly like a visual aspect,
mm-hmm.
But I think that's like a. I guess when people are talking about that, I'm like, okay, well, their head's in the right place, because that's like something you to ask somebody before you marry them. Like,
wait, hold on. Now I gotta fight back. I said, last episode we talked about the whole like, hey, and typically when you're dating, it is very, very appropriate to put whether you have a child or not front and center. And so whether your race, whatever your race is, in a show called Love is Blind, why the hell does that matter? You are defeating
the like
purpose.
Culturally, it's like we live in America.
Ah! I'm going insane. I'm actually going insane.
Ray, do you think all these contestants just fell out of a coconut tree?
What does
that
mean?
You think?
I know what you mean, but what does that mean in this context?
Born in the context from which you came. That being our kind of evil country.
Oh my goodness. I would just say, I know that question.
I will say, for Kenneth and Brittany, oh my, like, one of my notes here is, I like his sweater in this scene, and that they're waiting till marriage, and we get it, okay?
I actually have a note.
I get it.
I'm waiting till marriage, and my exact words were, and I'm going to spell it out for you, K-A-Y, K.
I'm just like, all right, okay, all right, we get it, you're that, okay, fine.
One, I don't believe you. Two.
Whatever.
Two, okay. Shut up.
That's exactly right.
Please shut the F up. Oh, that's me. That's my opinion, though. Take it as
yeah.
you will.
Yeah, you know, fair. That's a, I've got another note here. This is not like a... I think the next big thing we get is the Kenneth and Brittany proposal.
Sure.
But I also have a note here from... I think their name was like Ariel. And he said, yeah, I would be great at this if it was Like is Blind, which I just thought was really funny.
Life is Blind?
Like is Blind, not Love is Blind.
Oh, okay. I missed that. That's fun. I like that.
I do love, like, finding, like, a Like is Blind, which is, like, you gotta find a new guy to, like, add to your Discord to play with the boys, and you're mm-hmm. like, all right, okay, like, what are your thoughts on like Miller Lite or like sports, and to like speed date bros to play Helldivers with?
That's not a bet. Like, listen, man, I'm gonna say some
that
words.
Sounds great.
You're gonna have to tell me what you think about them. Number one, the breaker shotgun in Helldivers. What are we talking here? Plus or minus?
That's hilarious.
If they say minus auto kick,
we gotta cut this part out, and then
I will not.
We gotta cut this out and then make our own show.
Okay. I got to episode 4 because there wasn't much I could say about episode 3 besides that Sarah Ann is like the human being.
I've got a few more notes from episode 3 here.
Okay,
I think.
Go ahead.
We have a lot of the next like kind of big triangle. We get back to is like, well, square. No, Love Zed. That was our term. was the Jessica, Jimmy,
oh
Trevor, Chelsea situation. I said, here are some notes I have from the Jessica Jimmy date.
Okay.
The pasta dinner looks good. Again, food getting sued. All caps, don't follow baddies on socials. Just bookmark if you have to.
Oh, did I have that note? Do I have that note?
Because he's...
Yeah, no, that's in the next episode.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. I do have that. Don't think I don't have that note, though. I have so many notes about Jessica and Jimmy in particular. I'm ready to go.
Jimmy, because, like, Jimmy's really trying to, like, slow walk the Jessica walk back here. Or, like, is trying to be like, he's just really trying to get out of it. Because, like, it's been going downhill ever since, like, the I Have a Kid reveal. And it's just, he's clearly just, like, still kind of into it, but, like, it's clearly backpedaling, in my opinion. And he just needs, like, if that's what you're doing, Jimmy, you just need to cut it off, because, like, you're stringing Jessica along here at this point if you're not into it.
Jessica seems, if I can be polite,
mm-hmm.
This is the most polite I'll be about it. Jessica seems desperate with a capital D, and I think it's because she does not want to be seen as the person that walks off this show when maybe she shouldn't have been on it in the first place. She's like, I am here to get a man, and that is my goal, much like the other ones. They're all there to get a partner. But she's like, no, I am leaving with a man. There is no option B. And it's gonna be Jimmy, even though I find him to be problematic. I don't care. It's gonna be him. That's the vibes I was getting. I was like, oh, we're in that categorization, are we? That's neat. That's...
Yeah, what else do I say here? I think I say here, like, Jessica's really kind of laying it out on the pasta date.
Mm-hmm.
I have Jessica's laying it out here, like, grimace emoji. This is not going to end well. I don't think he's as into it. So it's like, Jessica, I think part of that desperation can probably... I feel it comes from Jessica probably feeling that Jimmy's kind of like getting cold feet.
Yeah. But she's not letting him like kind of slide away. She's like, no, I'm sorry. You are ensnared in the net. I have my claws in you. You're not going anywhere.
There's a really big thing I think that happens later in episode 4 we gotta talk about this.
Yeah. I have many a note about this.
We'll get there.
Many a note. You wanna talk about
episode
4? I
think next big one I have is Jimmy, Chelsea. Jimmy's immediately more into like the Chelsea date. Getting pretty real here. Cry face, because I'm a big Trevor. Trevor's the guy, Chelsea. It's not Jimmy, it's Trevor. The music cue is top tier.
I called the music still rancid in this show and on the nose at times.
It's rancid is truly a great word for it. It is just diabolical. And it's so fucking literal. I love it so much.
The music editor on this show that just searches a music bank for just the most obvious lyrics to put into a TV show.
Yeah. Oh, and I think, like, the next big thing here for the Love Zed is I think Jimmy and Trevor tell Chelsea that they love her. Like, Trevor says it to Chelsea, and she is just like, and like falls out of her chair, and just like, but like very.
We are definitely explicit. In episode 4 right now. Let me tell you that.
My notes still say episode. My label still says episode 3 here.
Nope. This is episode 4. Guarantee you. I say this, and I know because I watched it like 3 hours ago before we started this podcast.
Well, I'll have to check my
run the tape back.
I'll double check this, but the girlies love it. Jessica does not. She's fucking pissed.
Wait, this is Jimmy saying "I love you" to Chelsea, right?
I think like we get both. We see both.
Okay, this might be Trevor saying "I love you" to Chelsea.
Yes,
that happens in episode 3. You are correct. My fault.
Yeah, because like. Chelsea comes in and is like, "Oh, I think he loves me." And like Jessica knows that Chelsea's the competition, and she's like, "I'm gonna kill her." And I honestly love her. She's great.
Jessica is not okay. She's not okay.
Yeah, we just I think we gotta get to that episode.
Okay,
how this situation kind of blows up here in a bit. Now I have my episode 4 notes here. Okay. I appreciate the realness of pee talk.
I hated it. Well, first of all, anyone that pees in the pool purposely is trashy. F you. If you pee in the shower, that's 50-50. I'm going to say out loud, I don't pee in the shower because my toilet is 2 feet away from my shower. I go to the toilet. If you pee in the shower, that's between you and your deity or whatever. But you pee in the public pool?
It's right there,
F you.
You know?
F you.
Don't. That's just, I don't think I agree with everybody's position there. Mm-hmm. But I just appreciate the realness.
I like AD saying, "I am flabbergasted right now." And I think it was Jessica who said, "Don't judge me." I'm like, no, I'm with AD. Judge. No, you're allowed to judge these people. Stop peeing in the pool, you weirdo.
Oh my god, I love it. Early notes I have from episode 4. Can I just read these to you verbatim?
Please read them verbatim.
Jeremy, all caps, porn brain. It really do be two dumb bitches saying exactly to each other. I think I'm assuming this.
I gotta know that you'll love.
Yes.
Verbatim, Jeremy the playa.
Yes. He's truly like Sarah Ann is talking about herself, and he's truly like cartoon Tex Avery Wolf, like honk honk a wooga.
Mm-hmm. I would have a beer with Jeremy. I think he would be a fun conversation. At the very least, he would know how to carry a conversation.
I don't know about that. I have a bullet point here that says, "I can't wait to be vindicated about Jeremy." I think like he has some good kind of adult conversations with Laura,
mm-hmm.
but I think there's too much noise with Sarah Ann in a way that is like, what are we doing here?
Does he just want to boink Sarah Ann? Yeah, I said it, because he's clearly not in the same political strata as her. And I'm sorry to other people that think you can have same politics and get married. No, you can't. I mean, you can. It's not going to work out. Those are diametrically opposed, like, life decisions. So, yeah, what are we doing here? Just having fun. Just going on dates. Drinking wine. Snacking
you know,
on salads.
What's that guy's name? He's the Democrat guy who lives in, like, the crazy ugly house. James Carville, yeah.
Oh, him! Yeah, what about him? Does he have an ugly house?
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay,
I'm gonna look this up. James Carville's house.
James Carville house. Just look it up. He's like a Cajun guy who like not Cajun, but like very much from like the South and has like a New Orleans drawl. I think he helped like Bill Clinton win. the presidency of forever ago, obviously. Him and his wife are, like, I think, operatives for, like, the... He's a Democratic operative, and she's, like, a Republican. And I'm like, how do you... I don't understand.
I did not know that. Is that true?
Yes.
That is weird.
Also their house is very ugly.
I'm looking at their house. I see so many houses. I don't know which one you want me to look at.
Hold on. Let me find the architectural digest on this. No, I don't want... This is a really good, worthy sidetrack here. I'm sure everyone's like, what are you talking about?
I just want to
Google image search results are, I feel like, are not as ugly as I remember them being. Oh,
I was about to
has
say,
my
like,
taste gotten worse?
Unless it's worse.
I swear to God, this house. This. Oh wait, is this?
None of these houses are hideous, so I'm kind of curious. I do raise my eyebrows at any house with like a a parapet. All right,
okay. I'm sending you the image here.
Okay, send me the image. Okay, on the inside, that is hideous.
Thank you. Okay. It's an extremely... I guess it's, like, very tack. It's, like, very tacky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way, like, it could be considered a little... I don't think I can say this. C-U-N-T-Y.
Yeah.
You know, you might...
I think
might
that's a proper way to describe it. Yeah.
You know.
She has a fainting couch. Who buys a fainting couch?
Right.
A fainting couch in this house, in this state, located entirely within your living
James
room.
Carville's house. I forget why we are talking about this. Anyway.
Why are we talking about... Oh, we're talking about people having diametrically opposed political positions.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, it just... So I don't really... Again, I think I am... I'm calling my shot now.
Okay.
I think the Jeremy situation is... I'm very dubious. I'm dubious of how this will work out or how this might go if he ends up... Like, if we end up really proposing here, I'm dubious.
I don't know where it'll go. I can't... Abandoning this is a show. I cannot visually see in my mind's eye the character named Jeremy bending to one knee and doing anything other than cracking a joke. I can't see it. He doesn't seem like a serious person. And that's okay. Yeah, we love our players. We love our men that get out there, mix it up, type out an argument on Reddit, grab a beer, and go to sleep.
That's right. I guess kind of jumping around here. I think Clay and AD have another conversation. This again seems like we are bending towards a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it, still.
Well, I have notes about this proposal, if you would like to hear them.
Yes, I would love to hear them, please.
After AD, to be as not helpful as possible, AD toxically accepts this proposal. Clay says, as opposed to yay, I'm happy, or thank you very much, or anything that a normal human being would say when, you know, someone accepts your proposal in marriage,
mm-hmm.
He says, and I quote, rock out with your boy Clay. Like, God damn it.
Look, what is marriage but rocking out with somebody you love?
I don't know. I was watching that whole scene like, really? Is this what we're going with? All right. What? You're just going to quote a Bible verse as well? Since when were you religious? You've never indicated that once in the... shout out to Kenneth, who at least was real from jump about his religion.
Yeah. That feels very like how to propose on Google. Type of like, how do I do this?
What's worse, that the way he delivered it, or the fact that it worked? Mm-hmm. What do you think is worse?
Oh, when you put it like that. Oh, no. Oh, like, brother.
If it's a dumb idea and it works, it wasn't a dumb idea.
No. No. You're so right.
Every plane crash that you could walk away from was a good landing.
When you put it like that,
mm-hmm.
Damn.
I think it does incidentally speak less to AD. It does.
Oh, man. Oh. I remember saying earlier this episode, I don't know, I kind of buy it. I'm so stupid. I'm not smart, guys.
Clay got not, you. Your I, boy Clay I, got up in your head and you fell for that swagger.
I got played by a player.
You got played by that Clay. Don't be a Clay hater.
call me the Clay Station 5.
You got played like Pac-Man. Oh my god. I have a note. I have a note about Kenneth and Brittany, if you don't mind. I'm going to steer away
from... I have a note on this, too.
Okay. Brittany, I'm so interested because Kenneth says he identifies as a black male. Again, my note on that is just K.
Identifies, like...
What does that mean? I identify as a black male. What did you mean by that?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that? What do you say?
Back up! No! Don't cut the camera! Point that shit back at her! Tell her to make her give definitions! Oh my gosh!
My note for this is all caps. I don't see color ass reveal. LOL, Love is Blind is fixing America. A little too relieved he's not short. Diabolical editing.
Diabolical. I never once assumed Kenneth was short. I don't know how you... not a second in my mind did I believe he was short.
Look, maybe this... Episode 3 and 4 are giving me, like, serious, like... Am I stupid? Like, kind of... reading comprehension kind of moments, because like I don't know, I couldn't kind of tell if you might maybe put in a room with bigger furniture. You don't know.
Did they specifically that would be Mike by beginning a couch 7 inches that bigger than the others?
That would be next fucking level. They put something in a room with bigger furniture, so you like think you like you don't know they're kind of short until. Oh my god!
Just to trick you. Oh, that would be fun.
Oh my god!
Like they keep moving Kenneth and Brittany around, so Kenneth has to go to the pods that have the love seat instead of the couch.
Right. Oh my god.
No,
we gotta write this down. We gotta do this.
I never once assumed like, yeah, he's short. Like one, he's got like too deep a timber. It's really hard to have a deep voice and be short. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. Yeah.
I guess speaking not only culturally but just like the way your body is built. Yeah, if you're shorter, you're gonna have a higher range voice. That's kind of how genetics works. It's rare to have a low voice and be short. It happens. It's just right. Rare.
Yeah. Okay, so I have one note on Trevor Chelsea before we get to, like, Jimmy v. Jessica round one.
Go for it.
Trevor, he's going to propose. She's going to say no. I don't think you should give someone a dog collar. Like,
No. Hold on. I took a note on that. That is a cute idea. Me and Anna... we did that. They're called bond bands.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were very temporarily long distance, I had those because it's just a cute little thing of like, hi, I'm thinking of you.
That was cute. I thought that was cute.
Wait, what did you... I hope... That's not a dog collar to me. I thought that was cute. But then again,
no,
I'm biased.
No, like, because he's like... doesn't he like give her like his... Doesn't that happen?
Does he give her like a collar?
like his dog's collar, because I think like I feel like this is the thing that happened.
No, I think you're right. Oh, I didn't take a note on that. No, okay. There are certain things to me that are so beyond the pale, I don't take a note on that, and I'm like, I don't know how to process this.
You just black out. I don't know why this is the first thing that came up, coughed into my head, but like, did you ever watch Moon Knight?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's like you go into the Moon Knight mode when something too cringe happens. You're just like...
It's just all over. Yeah, I do remember that now. Wake up and the
episode's over.
I remember looking at that like, no. I did say that. I'm like, no. No, no. I thought it was just like really stupid dating stuff that like someone's going to watch that and someone's going to think, oh, that's so cute. And I'm like, this is just not for me. I'm not going to
I thought it was weird.
Okay.
But again, he says, I love you again, and she doesn't say it back. And I'm just like, oh my God, no. It's happening. You know it's happening. There's nothing you can do to stop it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Has your opinion on Trevor changed at all?
My opinion on Trevor is... I'm glad you asked that question. I did write a note on that. I said, you know what? He is now officially someone... I think I could sit down and like have a brewski or a strong drink with, and I think he would have some fun conversation.
I want Trevor to give me a piggyback ride.
He probably could.
He could. He's so big.
Okay, I did take this note as well. Like, okay, he's clearly on roids. He's juicing. You know what I mean? There's little key indicators.
He's pretty big.
Humans don't normally get that big in the United States without a little bit of help. And maybe, you know what, Trevor, if you listen to this podcast, shout out to you if you're all natty. I don't believe you. Not.
I do not know anything about lifting.
You can possibly get that big without assistance. I can't speak to that,
but he's pretty big, I'm not going to lie.
We'll talk offline.
Okay. We'll swap recipe.
Yeah, Do we want to talk about
we got to talk about the letter is the big thing here. Right?
Yes, I have a note for this. I have a note at the very top. It's just 4 words. Jimmy villain arc LOL.
Oh my God. Jimmy, hey Josh, welcome back.
I'm back.
Uh-huh. We are just up to the Jimmy Jessica, like Jessica drops the letter. Ray says the Jimmy villain arc has begun.
I came back at the right time.
Yes, you did. Okay, I think Ray, this when you were talking about Jessica being like a little desperate, or at least having that energy, this letter is like very scary. It's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I wrote a letter to my future husband, and I'm going to read it to you.
Yep.
And it just like Jimmy's face as he's reading this, because he's like trying to like Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm style like back out of this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's like looking for a good opportunity to do so, but it keeps getting worse.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. He's also not, because right before then he's having a conversation with her about like, what's it going to be like when we meet? Like, what's the electricity going to be like? Like, what's the... We already have this connection here. What's it going to be like when we're together? And, you know, they're like... He's like, you know, I love the love, but I want the lust, too. And, you know, he's having this, like, next-level conversation with her. So he's not also doing... Like, he's both deepening the relationship, but also doing the Larry David, I'm trying to get out of this, and moving, you know, somehow moving the ball forward. Like, he's purposefully and not purposefully moving the ball forward. And I just, like, I get it. Like, you know, say what you will. It was a lovely letter. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, have something in mind, and you know, especially when you've had an experience with, having a child early or having a relationship early, like you have some things in your mind of like, okay, when I meet the right person next time, like these are the things I'm going to commit to. This is what I'm going to do differently. And like, I understand where she's coming from in that. And I thought the letter was really sweet. And then Jimmy just going, that is very sweet. And then that silence. Was I'm like, okay, bruh, that's it.
Jimmy
that's-
has a dog brain. I swear to God.
No, I am polar opposite, Josh. I was like, that letter screams. I said this earlier. Jessica is very much my claws are deep into you. Don't you dare try to wiggle mode. And that is like, hey. He's already kind of given hints, like, I'm trying to, like, navigate, maybe back off a bit. And she's like, that's cute you think that. BT Dubs, here's this letter that I want my future husband to read. Read it, Jimmy. Read it in front of God and country that's on right. national TV.
On camera.
Yeah! it's like, hey, at what point are we allowed to just say Jessica's being manipulative? I think we've crossed the Rubicon on that.
I think it's a lot.
I think you're way out of pocket on that one. Like,
no.
I mean, I get it. Like, it's a lot, but, like...
It's people, a lot.
Reverse the genders.
People do a lot on this show.
Reverse the genders. Imagine Jimmy said, my future wife is going to read this letter. Read it out loud, Jessica.
Oh, Ray, you want me to imagine a stupid woman? I would never do that because I support women. Okay. Nice try. Try harder, okay? Trap avoided.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow. Look at that.
I love it. No, I looked at that letter, and I could relate to what Jimmy's like, okay, I'm trying to leave out of this, and you are making that impossible. And she's just like, I know. Don't do it. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Bold claim here. I'm going to say that Jessica is the third least toxic person on the entire show when it all is said and done.
I mean, you've watched the whole thing.
You know. That's interesting. Well, can I read my verbatim note here?
Yes. Please, please.
Jimmy, Jessica. She has great faces. Jessica is going to die if this doesn't work out. Who writes a letter to their future husband? Like, several years ago.
I think that's a fair note.
Oh, God, here it comes. Get Hercule Poirot in here. Jessica is going to kill you, Chelsea. Mirthless chuckle. Bud. All caps. Jessica unloads. Bang, bang, bang. He's been trying to worm out since the kid reveal. Vine boom. Sound effect. We're mocking now. So, like...
I did take a note.
Jimmy does not respond to this well, and no. Jessica no, just and like
see,
fucking
here's the thing though, like
kills him.
She does not, and I appreciate this in her, and this is something that Chelsea does not do, and I think this is why things go the way that they do here in a little bit, but like Jessica does not let Jimmy get away with shitty behavior. Whereas Chelsea celebrates it, and I'll get to that point here in a minute, but like mm-hmm. she's like, hey, what, you know, you're doing it, like I'm telling you all this stuff, and he's like, you're doing a great job, and she like gives him the finger guns, obviously he can't see it, but like, yeah, thanks for the attaboy, but like the fuck are you gonna do about it? And then he's just like, I can't tell you what I want to hear. And I'm like, bro, get out of here. Like, what a loser. He's such a chump. Every time things get like a little bit real beyond just like, hey, maybe we'll have some good sexual tension, he's like, oh man, I don't know if I'm ready to commit to you fully, because you kind of said I needed to do better, and I can't have somebody who tells me to do better. I'm Jimmy, I'm perfect, don't tell me to do better, tell me that I'm a good boy. Jimmy,
I have polar opposite notes. To read my notes, Jimmy sucks, but Jessica also sucks. LOL at Jessica saying, you ruined this opportunity for me. Okay. And also when Jessica said... I also took a note of the music. Mike, I wanted to say this earlier.
Yes.
What is with the interstellar horns at 27 minutes in? This show's fucking weird.
The music is...
There's like... Bwah! It's strong. Bwah!
So good. And Jimmy loves to take the cop out answer of like, oh, I don't want. And he says this to Chelsea too, like, I don't want our dates to be about other people. Bro, you're in a love star. Your dates literally are, again, same thing what I said about Clay earlier. You're on a dating show. Your dates are about other people. Like, you have to have these tough conversations. And Jimmy just wants to back out of it every single time. And I think Jimmy, ultimate bag fumbler for sure.
Can I give my...
I don't think...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead.
My note for the Jimmy-Chelsea combo, which is like the next big one after this, I have a note here that says, Cozy Kenneth, give me your wisdom. Thank you, Kenneth.
In his snuggie.
Yes. Jimmy is too in his feelings. Don't fix him. Yeah, you're blowing this, bud. Have you considered people are people? I'm really mad at Jimmy in this note. This is not very constructive or descriptive of what's happening at all here. It's just Jimmy hate. He wants to choose Chelsea, all caps, oh fuck. I think that's Jimmy telling Chelsea he loves her, is proposing. No, that's him telling he like loves her, I think. Chelsea is so dramatic, but she's so happy about this. Yes, Jimmy, ruin the moment. Ah ha 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 ha. All caps. No.
What?
I have a note about the way Jessica took the end of the date thing, and she said, I have to just leave this. My note is in all caps with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 explanation points. It says, bye, Jessica. I want her to leave. Get out. Go. Man. Bye. Get gone.
Well, we'll get to that.
Ray, you're oh, God, you're so... Now this is
bye,
going back
Jessica.
This is going back to episode 3, but here's where I know where Jimmy just needs somebody to validate him and doesn't want to be challenged ever because he's a little bitch. And this goes back to episode 3 where Chelsea is in the date and tells him how good he reacted to hearing about the divorce conversation, and even Jimmy doesn't believe it. God, country, Jimmy. Nobody thought that Jimmy reacted well to that conversation, but she's like, you just reacted so well, and it made me feel so confident in you. Whereas Jessica's like, hey, I care about you, but I expect you to, like, reciprocate that, and I expect you to try and better yourself. God. And Jimmy's a bitch and won't
Jimmy
do
Chelsea
it. And that's why he runs.
Pairing. Oh my God.
That's why he runs from Jessica, because she challenges him to be better, and Jimmy does not want to be challenged. He just wants to be coddled and told he's
just
right.
Wants to watch
he's
the
a
game.
Fucking yeah. Mm-hmm. He's such a little bitch, and honestly, he's not good enough for Jessica at all.
I'm happy to see Jessica leave. I have this note from Jessica with the "you will need your EpiPen to open up your airways once you breathe the world's oxygen without me."
When
like, get off the
when
show.
She's like,
get out of here.
You're gonna choke.
I'm like, oh
that
my
fucking
God.
Line. So good. Just got his ass.
That's not a got him. That's like, that is the stereotypical, I'm so good, you will never see anyone as good as me. It's like, anyone that actually says that is like, you're so full of yourself. Go on, get gone.
Yeah, it rocks.
But
it's super funny. She's
also
it is funny.
She also
it
definitely
is
walks. My note for this is like, Jessica walks into their final confrontation in like in her slaying outfit. Like, I'm going to kill this man.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the outfits were great.
Can we talk about Laura stirring the fucking pot, being over there with Chelsea?
Oh, like
when
fucking
she drops
little
the
finger.
Bomb.
She's like, you need to. You should go.
Yeah, she's like, Jimmy's not your dude. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, just Jimmy's not your dude. Like, Laura just out here fucking
wait,
stirring
hold on.
The pot.
I want to say Laura's right. Like, she's right.
I mean,
she's not wrong.
Yeah, but that wasn't her. That was not her place to tell
no,
Jessica.
I think that was solid advice. Like, hey, this person that you keep getting like kind of verbally blown off by, that you don't even know what they look like and you don't really have that much of a connection to, hey, maybe move on. I thought this like, hey, that's actually solid advice. I hope she takes it. Oops, she didn't.
Okay. So
oops,
I have like the Chelsea Jimmy Chelsea Jessica tension is extremely palpable in like the ladies' quarter shots. Laura is doing the Game of Thrones, like, hey, like, you know, she's clearly upset about this. I say that this is like the part from Midsommar. They should put Jimmy in the bear, if you know what I mean.
I have not seen that movie.
Put
yet.
Jimmy
I
in the bear.
To.
We get the, I guess before this, like, I have another note. Oh, I guess we should maybe end with like the Clay AD reveal, because that's like kind of separate from some of this stuff. Sure. But I have Trevor big dicking Jimmy here talking about the love Zed in public, but he's so real here. I loved his prisoner's dilemma ass analysis of it, which just.
Bro,
Trevor's
and I,
so
you know,
cool. How did you fumble this, Chelsea?
Also, this is a moment, too, where I do believe Chelsea had made a choice. Because, like, the gift that she gave Trevor and, you know, the little bracelet thing.
He's
I'm
tapping
like,
it.
She chose
she's
Trevor.
Not tapping it.
And Trevor did not tell her he loved her soon enough. And she knew who she was competing against. And when Jimmy said, I love you, she changed her mind. I 1,000,000,000% believe that there was a shift there in a decision that had already been made. But yeah, that was the last note. The thing that I end the episode with is just my note. Oh, Trevor.
I don't know what's going to happen next. I hope Trevor gets with Jessica. Just like this awful, awful mixture of just like a guy that's just super chill and a woman that doesn't know what the word
scoring.
Chill means.
Bro, I love Jessica.
They would have some weirdly proportioned children, but.
No, I want to talk with you offline. I have opinions about Trevor.
Let me see. Make sure I get all this stuff. Yeah,
we do get the AD Clay official reveal. It's sweet. They're into each other. You know, whatever. Moving on.
Lots of PDA here, like immediately.
Yes. Yeah. You know, AD reverting to type. Clay doing what Clay do and.
Place I'm like, the yeah. body. And I'm like, oh, bro.
The body. Yeah, AD all day. AG all good.
I have nothing to say about their reveal. I have
no comment. I love the camera shots to Johnny and Amy in this episode because they're like, hi, we haven't been here in 2 episodes. Johnny's like, what? What's
yeah,
going on?
Where's
huh?
that?
What?
We're happy. We're not toxic. We're literally just here until we go to our honeymoon.
So
have
funny.
Fun, everybody.
I love it. I also, for the final, like, Jimmy, Jessica, like, Phoenix Wright ass reveal. Like, I have something like Jimmy makes it official that he loves somebody else. She unloads and, like, gets him with the timeline on this point too, and Jimmy just has like she's going, and I think the delivery is like pretty harsh, but like I think she's kind of spitting bars here, like I don't think anything
oh,
is wrong, and Jimmy just has no response to any of it.
She cooked him and Jimmy fumbled the fucking bag from the beginning.
I think he dodged the bullet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
agree to disagree.
Lucky for you, Ray, you get to watch episode 5 and 6 here on unscriptedgaming.com.
Ugh.
And you get to see whether or not he choked.
Bring your EpiPens, folks. You're going to need them.
Bring your EpiPens to see what happens next on
and your sleep apnea
Love
machine.
Is Unscripted.
Don't
yes. Don't forget your CPAP when you visit us on Facebook at Unscript Gaming Podcast or on X at unscript_gaming. There you can find all of our socials. You can find us on soundcloud.com/unscripted-gaming. There you find our audio versions. We are on all the major podcatchers. We are on Google, Apple, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, anything you can get us, and then we are also on YouTube for the video versions where you can see us drinking out of our lovely Love is Blind goblets and all their shining glory. Thank you for listening to Unscripted Gaming. My name is Josh.
My name is Mike.
My name is Ray.
Peace.